Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. I trust you've been a good little soldier. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button. And if you want to see the No Contact Army manual, if you want to read two free chapters, just go to nocontactsecrets.com. where you can read the two chapters before deciding whether to buy it or not. Today's topic is stop doing no contact. What? What am I talking about? I'm always telling everybody to do no contact, so what am I talking about? Well, recently I've gotten several emails from guys, all guys, who are doing no contact and they have absolutely no business doing no contact. It's not to be used in every single situation. It's for very specific situations. Otherwise, it's like taking an aspirin, no matter what disease you have, no matter what sickness you have. Oh, here, just take an aspirin, you'll be fine. No. No contact is for breakups, actual breakups of people who are dating or in relationships. Or if you are trying to get away and stay away from a narcissist. Those are the two main reasons for doing no contact. Now, as I've mentioned before in my video, two exceptions to the no contact rule. If you cheated or if you took your partner for granted, meaning you didn't make them feel like they were a priority, then you do no contact for a specific amount of time, usually about 30 days, but then you have to reach out. However, that's not what I'm talking about here. These guys, these were all casual relationships or friendships, and they all just decided to do no contact, and it's not going to work. So let me go through these emails and read them to make sure that you are not making the same mistake. Okay, the first one says, I used to talk to this girl in college, and I think I fell in love with her. I still think about her, even though we both graduated a year ago, and things ended over a year and a half ago. We haven't talked in 8 months since she wished me a happy birthday, but now hers is coming up. We never dated, but we acted like it. What does that mean? You never dated, but you acted like it. You acted like you were dating? Let's see. Talked all the time, had sex, went out in public together. That sounds like dating, but who knows? Maybe it was just a booty call. Well, a friends with benefits. It ultimately ended because of her not wanting a relationship. Yeah, so it definitely sounds like a friend with benefits. Because most women, at some point, especially if you're having sex, are going to want a relationship. So if she didn't, that means her interest level wasn't that high, and she just saw it as a friend with benefits. She's been with another guy, but I don't think they're together now. I'm not sure how to handle it. I'd love to have her back in my life. Do I break my silence or continue no contact? So, let's see. She reached out 8 months ago. Before that, it was over for a year and a half. This was a friend with benefits, so I'm assuming on her part, at least, there was no emotional connection. That's why she was able to do the friend with benefits. And in order for no contact to work, to be effective, there has to be an emotional connection. They have to miss you. They have to feel anxiety over not having you. And that's what causes them to reach out. However, if there is no emotional attachment, then they have no reason to reach out. And if she just wanted a friend with benefits, there is really no emotional attachment. So the no contact, it's not going to work. I mean, she reached out to wish you a happy birthday 8 months ago, but she didn't try to see you. She didn't try to get back together. So you shouldn't be in no contact. I mean, if you're still thinking about her after all this time, then you know what? Just go ahead, because otherwise you're going to be obsessed with her. If you're still thinking about her, you need to resolve this. So just contact her and, yes, see if she wants to get together and go from there and wish her a happy birthday, obviously. Okay. The next one is, I met this girl online and I was immediately attracted to her. She is absolutely gorgeous and totally my type. Luckily, she was interested in me too. After chatting a bit, we finally met up and saw each other 4 times in 8 weeks. That's not a lot. Okay. Although she seemed interested in me, she never initiated contact with me. I decided I would pull away and do no contact in order to make her chase. That's not how you do no contact. That's not the reason for using no contact. Anyways, whenever I've pulled away from girls in the past, they usually started chasing me. Now it's been almost 30 days of no contact and I haven't heard from her. I'm starting to feel like an idiot for ghosting her. Yeah, this is more like a ghosting, not a no contact. She was always super cool with me and didn't deserve it. I should mention she's high value and has a lot of options. I don't know what to do now. I want to break no contact, but I'm afraid she's going to reject me or tell me off. However, I can't stop thinking about her and it's driving me crazy. If I do reach out, what should I say? Oh boy, I can see you like playing with fire. You've got someone who's totally your type. You say she didn't do anything to deserve the ghosting, so she wasn't crazy, she wasn't a bitch, she wasn't whatever. And for no reason, well, the reason that you want her to chase you, but no, you know, on her side, she's probably like, what the hell? I mean, are you crazy? Like, literally. Do you have a mental illness? Or are you maybe following some bad dating advice, some book you read or other coaches online? Yeah, pull away and she'll come after you. And no, you say women from the past, they chased you. Okay, well, maybe they weren't high value, or maybe they didn't have a lot of options, or maybe they didn't have high self-esteem, or maybe they had an anxious attachment style. So when someone has an anxious attachment style, they will come running after you. But if you're telling me this woman, she's high value, she has a lot of options, and you better hope she doesn't have an avoidant attachment style, because if she has a lot of options, she's high value, and she has an avoidant attachment style, I can tell you the chances of her reaching out to you to find out what happened are 0.0. She will never reach out to you. She would rather die than reach out to you, no matter what her interest in you was at the time. Because people with an avoidant attachment style, they are trying to avoid drama. And someone disappearing for no apparent reason is drama. And they do not want drama in their lives. So they will just move on. Also, there wasn't enough dating for her, again, to have an emotional attachment to you, especially 4 dates in 8 weeks. That's only like once every 2 weeks. That's not a lot. So if she doesn't know the real you, she hasn't formed an emotional attachment, then she only has a perception of you, of how she thinks you are, of your personality. And you don't have a lot of happy memories together. You had 4 dates, maybe you have a few happy memories, but not that many, in order to make her want to reach out. So if you want her back, then you're gonna have to man up and you're gonna have to reach out. And there's 2 ways you can do it, depending on your personality and on your fearlessness, you know, no guts, no glory. So you can either be, you know, somewhat totally honest and just say, hey, how are you doing? You know, I'm sorry I disappeared. And then make up something. Do not tell her that you pulled away to make her chase, you know. You can't do that. You know, it's just going to look bad. So make up something like, you know, I heard from an ex and I wasn't over her. And so, you know, I decided to give it another try and it didn't work out. And, you know, I was an idiot for at least not telling you. And, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, I'd love to see you again. You know, please let me make it up to you. You can say that, but I know you probably won't. You're going to want to try to lowball her first and try the easy way in. So you can say, hey, you know, how are you doing? How have you been? Which, if she's high value with a lot of options, she probably will not respond to. So give it a few days, and if she doesn't respond, then you're going to have to come back with what I told you earlier about telling her that, you know, you realize that you did something wrong, you apologize for it, you take ownership for your actions, and you ask her to at least give you one more chance, or just say, you know, please, you know, at least give me the opportunity to explain, even if you never want to see me again. So if you do that, then most women will be willing to give you another chance, especially if they were interested in you originally. And so they'll be like, okay, fine. But I think that's the only way. And you should not be in no contact to get someone to chase. Because the thing is, you don't know what their attachment style is. Like when my ex broke up with me, the ex that I talked about in the video titled My Breakup, you know, he's kind of same story as you. He was used to having his exes chasing him and freaking out and stalking him and, you know, a lot of on and off things. And so he thought I was like everybody else. So I think it was a fake breakup that he did. And so he just assumed, oh, you know, she's going to start chasing me now that I broke up with her. Well, I'm sure he got quite a big shock when literally within 5 minutes of him sending the text breaking up with me, I agreed with it. I'm like, okay, fine, no problem. You know, it was nice hanging out with you and all the best. He was probably like, what? What do I do now? Exactly. So, you know, if you're going to pull away or if you're going to play games and you don't know who you're dealing with, then, like I said, you're playing with fire, because sometimes they will chase you and sometimes they don't. And you're not going to find out until it actually happens. So not all women are the same, that if you pull away, they're going to start chasing you. If you think that, then you've been given some bad advice. So if you really want her back, then you're going to have to reach out, because like I said, I can pretty much guarantee that she will not reach out, especially if it's been almost 30 days. Okay. And then finally, we have the third story. Well, 5 years on, 5 years, I've kind of slowly seen the writing on the wall, yet I'm still waiting and hoping and feeling very foolish. I think it's fair to say no contact did not work. But she was never an ex. Well, there you go. Don't say no contact didn't work. She was not an ex. You shouldn't have been doing no contact. But let me read more. Just a friend, okay, who once depended upon me and then once I expressed myself went weird. I don't know what he means by went weird. Maybe she started avoiding him. You have to be careful when you declare yourself to a friend. You know, you kind of got to read the signals beforehand and see if there's even a chance that they're interested. She did follow me around in her car and try to get a glimpse of me. Okay, this does sound weird. glare at me from her car, stare with jealousy at a passenger once, but I think she's very damaged. Still, I think you're not missing a last chance. So, it's been 5 years. What took you so long to write to me? You know, I mean, come on, 5 years. I mean, you can reach out, but the chances are very slim if you've been doing it for 5 years and you haven't heard from her. Like, I say after 9 months, if you haven't heard from your ex and you want to reach out, as long as you're okay with the outcome, as long as you're okay with them not responding to you or telling you off or not wanting to get back together, then you can reach out. But if you're still very emotionally attached, then do not reach out, whether it's been 9 months or 5 years. I don't know how emotional you are about it. I mean, it has been 5 years. You can't be that emotional still, but she is still on your mind, and so you want to resolve these things. In fact, to all three guys, I want to say, you know, you should resolve this, because otherwise you're going to continue to be obsessed, because it's an open loop. It's unfinished business, and unfinished business is one of the causes of obsession, and so is rejection. So, you know, all three of you, just man up and reach out and see what happens, and let me know. All right, so I want to ask you guys listening, what is your opinion? Do you agree that none of these guys should have been doing no contact and that they need to reach out? Or do you disagree and why? And in the meantime, if you would like my help getting your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net, where we will send you the rates, and the direct link to that is also below. If you're listening on YouTube, I would appreciate if you would remember to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening on iTunes, please rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.